Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hope we get a chance to hear the entire word. Understand, in November 22nd, 1963, we had a president of the United States that was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. His name was President John Kennedy. They called him Jack Kennedy. And at the same time, an apostle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was obviously called by the Lord to be able to lead us into a place of the reality that was written in our founding documents, that this is one nation under God, and we're all created equal under God, equal mm-hmm. rights. And then that's where, and so in the context of that, President Kennedy and Dr. King were working together on some great legislation. And so as soon as the assassination took place, CBS News went to Dr. King's home and interviewed him to get his opinion of it. And obviously, there were so many threats on both of their lives, big threats on Dr. King's life. And remember, it would be in 1968, a few years away, that Dr. King would be assassinated. And the 60s, it was just horrific, the things that had happened there. So I want you to hear first, this is the interview that took place. This is just the interview that Correct. Took place. Mm-hmm. And they went straight to Dr. King's house and asked him, you know, what do you think? Listen up, CBS News.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States. Expressions of sorrow, of course, have come from all segments of our population. Martin Luther King, the leader of the integrationist movement, was interviewed in his Atlanta home earlier today by Ray Moore.
Did you think about perhaps the last time you had seen the president?
Yes, I did. Naturally, in these moments, you begin to think of personal experiences that you had with people who pass on. And I started thinking about the several meetings that I've had with the president this year. I met with him some five times this year. The last time was the time that I took a group up from Birmingham to discuss the crisis there after the bombing of the church and the murder of the six children. So all of these things came back to mind.
Dr. King, many have said that you helped put President Kennedy in the White House. In light of what has happened, do you regret that?
Well, I'm not at all a political analyst, but there are those who contend that the Negro vote had a great deal to do with President Kennedy being elected, and that many Negroes were influenced to vote for the president because of a call that he made to my wife during an arrest here in Georgia. Now, if this had anything to do with it, I certainly don't regret it, because I think President Kennedy made a most significant contribution in civil rights. And while he may not have done all that some feel that he should have done, I would be the first to say that President Kennedy came forth with the most comprehensive civil rights bill that we have ever had from any president. And he had a great understanding of the depths and dimensions of the problem. And I really feel that he was a friend to the cause of civil rights. And he created a climate of civil rights concern in Washington and in the nation.
You have had attempts made on your life and have been threatened, perhaps even tonight. What is it like to walk under this constant threat?
Well, it's often difficult, but when you live with it so long, you almost become immune to being afraid. As a result of these threats. I guess you have to come to the point of looking at these things philosophically. And this is where I have decided to stand. I believe firmly that this cause is right, and that someone must have the courage and the fortitude to stand up for it, even if it means suffering or even if it means death. And I have always felt that unmerited suffering is redemptive, and even if I have to die for this cause, physical death is a price that others will have to pay, then it is a price that is paid to free the soul of our nation and to free our children from a permanent spiritual death. And in this sense, I think it is very redemptive, or it can be, even if it occurs.
Thank you, Doctor.
This is so amazing. Wow. What a wise man. Wow. And you can imagine the tragedy in Dr. King's heart right now. I mean, the one who's walking with you that based on his words has done more for what cause God has laid upon Dr. King's heart, was just, his life was just taken. And he's talking to him, the reporter is talking to him, CBS News is saying, you know, what, I mean, obviously you've had attempts made on your life and have been threatened, perhaps even tonight, he said. You know, what is it like walking into those kind of threats? And that's when he begins to talk about, after a while, you just kind of become immune to these kind of threats that just keep happening. You realize that you got to live up to the philosophy that, you know, some things, I'm paraphrasing this part, it's worth dying for to be able to give people life.
Mm-hmm.
And greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend. But one thing he talks about is the redemption of the soul of America. And freeing us from the oppressing our brothers and sisters, that was a key to that. And what happened was, and what we're going to hear when we come back in our next program, make sure you catch it. It's going to be just on the other side. Just stay tuned. You'll hear it today. Is a prophetic word that was given on November the 22nd, 1913. Mm-hmm. Not 2013, which is 50 years to the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
50 years to the day. And then for whatever reason, this 50 is just, I mean,
it's resounding.
It's just resounding. And even during that time, you know, God's speaking to me over and over again about 50 and 50 and 50 and 50. And, you know, it just happens to be, I was born the same day, same hour that President John Kennedy was assassinated. And in the context of that, when I was even going that day to go pick up some seafood, just even seafood, I walk into there, you know, they pull numbers out, and the numbers that you pull out, you know, they pulled a number out and gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
And the number that they gave me of all these people, this big, huge seafood place, was 50. It was 50, you know,
way.
And this place is huge. I'm like, wow. I'm a winner. And the whole place turns my, you know, like, and it's like, it's just like, there's something going on here, and we got to pay attention to it. And what was interesting, what we discovered was, and what you will hear in a few moments in our next program, join us, is Kim Clement is given a word about the redeeming the soul, and our current president, President Barack Obama, and how his last 2 years, which is we're coming upon, is going to turn, and it's going to be a positive thing despite the negative things that have happened, and how we're supposed to pray, as we always say, for our president and for our leaders, and not speak negative or hate. But stay tuned. You're going to hear Clem Clement give that prophetic word in just a moment. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.